This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And good Saturday morning from Alberta, Alabama. Alabama, where turkey season opens up this morning. In Louisiana, it opens up for the youngsters. The youth season is opening up. And as is traditional, we hear from the beady-eyed bird, his challenge. Well, maybe this year I'll be the one. I'll put him in the freezer and we'll shut him up. Good luck to all you turkey hunters going out there, Alabama, Mississippi, the youths in Louisiana. Hope you have a very good season. Well, we are on a very special show this morning. I'm in Alberta, Alabama at Scott's Marine. Joining me is a couple of guys here who's going to be here throughout the morning with us, Lucio Orfanello and also Riley Cooper. Lucio, you got a big celebration. You're calling it an open house and boat sale. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening out here all day.
Well, we're going to be showing all our boat models that we have here. Weather's supposed to be nice. We got lucky on that, so come on down and see us here. We're located in Alberta on Highway 98 between 87 and 95. You won't be able to miss us. We have a big sign out front, banners and flags flying, so y'all come on down and see us.
You got lots of prizes and some real special deals on pontoon, bass boats, and a lot of the aluminum boats going on.
We do. We have some gift card action going on for everyone, for every boat that's being sold from Bass Pro Shops. $2,000 off some boat models that we have here, so come on down and see us.
Tell me about, how would you describe someone to get here? Easiest way if they come in from, say, I-10 or Highway 90?
The easiest way would be come on down the Baldwin Beach Expressway, which is the exit by Bucky's. Everybody now knows where.
That's a landmark.
Where Bucky's is located now. So you come on down the Baldwin Beach Express to Highway 32. There's a red light right there. You'd make a left on that red light, go to your first stop sign, make a right, which is 87. You take 87 down for about a mile, and that'll put you right on Highway 98. Make a left, and we're about 2 minutes from that intersection.
See the
right
big
there.
Sign. Or you can put it in your GPS, and that makes it real easy. Also joining us is Riley Cooper, sales manager here. And, Riley, you got some boats to talk about here this morning, too. What's some of your hot sellers this time of year?
This time of year, our fishing boats are the hot sellers. Everybody's on the water. The fishing right now here in this area is on fire. Up in the Tensaw Delta, crappie are on, the brim are on, bass are good. Everything's moving now. We've had a good early spring with good water conditions, and the boats that are moving for that are our trackers primarily right now. Our best deal, and Lucio alluded to some of the specials going on. Tracker's offering $2,000 off the Tracker Classic XL. That's a great boat. It's actually one of our best sellers, if not our best seller in the Tracker line. Mm-hmm. We also have the classic, what we call the Tracker 175 TXW, which has been and always has been the number one selling aluminum boat for Tracker, and that being said, the number one aluminum fishing boat, period.
Well, a lot of people have heard that there's been problem with supplies and supply chain. Seems like that's over with. You're well-stocked here in a variety of boats. And when we come back a little bit later on, I want you to get you guys to talk about your service department, too, because that's a very important part of Scott's Marine here.
Yes.
All right, so come on by and see us. We're going to be live on the air till 7 o'clock. Then I'll be here probably till about lunchtime. We're going to be hearing from one of the professional guides, uglyfishing.com. Captain Patrick's going to be joining us shortly to talk about about fishing opportunities in the Mobile Bay area. We've also got some specials that we'll be talking about, too, on the Tracker side-by-sides for you turkey hunters out there. Also, some electric EV buggies. All that's coming up, and coming up right after this time out, we're going to go to Shell Beach and talk to Robbie Campo, get a fishing report from him. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to our show, broadcasting this morning from Scott's Marine, Highway 98 in Alberta. Got a big open house and boat show going on. Right now we're going to get a live fishing report from Robbie Campo. He does it down from Shell Beach at Campo's Marina. Robbie, is the wind blowing over there like it is on the Alabama coast?
Well, you know, Don, we have about a 6-8 miles an hour southwest wind blowing, so I don't know what it's doing over there, but yeah. We did see a little bit of rain this morning coming down, and, you know, the workers coming in this morning, including myself, we saw a little bit of rain on the 4-lane coming down in here in, Lower St. Bernard this morning, but I think that's going to clear out. But I tell you, Dom, you know, this past week's been okay with fishing. Thursday was really, really good. Yesterday was okay. But earlier in the week, you know, one of the things we've been dealing with is dirty water around here, and that fine and clean water has just been a real key to catching some fish around here this past week. And if anybody's coming fishing today, we had the tanks full of shrimp. So about time, I know, but we got them. And if somebody's coming down here and they want to fish with live shrimp, you don't have to call. You just come on down. We got them. So. Hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We can take care of you and get you in the water, get you going, and we'll try to point you in the right direction. I had a friend of mine fly over in a plane yesterday, called me and told me there's river water all the way to Point Chico, up through. The only place they had any clean water at all, Don, was on the backside of the dam. From the dam going up the Chalmette was dirty, and I know that because it's been dirty in the bayou here for the past week. It hasn't cleared up. It's just finally starting to clear up this morning, but we do have a strong falling tide. The water is low, people, so be careful when you're out motoring around this morning. The tide is out. So with the southwest wind, I don't see it turning around anytime soon, so you got to be careful with that. Plenty of catfish up in the marsh over here in these bayous behind St. Malo, Bayou Sioux. Plenty of redfish over here on the south side of the ship channel. Caught a good bit of trout behind the dam going to the Long Rock. So you got options today, people, as you're coming out. But the key is to find some clean water, and we got the right stuff for you to catch the fish with today. We got live shrimp.
All right. All sounds good, Robbie. Got anything else?
Nope. That's it, Don. Just need the people now, buddy.
All right, hope you enjoyed your trip. Glenn Sanchez did a great job filling in for you last week, too, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Glenn, for doing that for me. We got a little weekend getaway, and now we're back at it. So, yeah, come on down and see us. I'm here all day.
All right, sounds good, Robbie. Thanks for the report. Appreciate it.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
That's Robbie Campo, Shell Beach. He's got plenty of live shrimp. We hadn't heard that lately, too, so that's some good news. All right, got some text messages coming in. Rabbit from Lacombe, he's headed to City Park. They got the big bass rodeo going on there. Oldest freshwater fishing contest in the nation. That's going on this morning. We'll talk more about that later on. Let's see. We've got the Lafayette Yacker. He's got his Boudin coffee. He's waiting to launch at Boats on the Bayou. He's going to be fishing the kayak tournament that's part of the City Park Bass Rodeo. Let's see. We also have someone asking, what kind of fish were you catching on Marsh and Bayou last week? Well, I think if you're talking about that picture, was a white perch or a sockeye or crappie, as it's called, but I think you're kidding about that. We also have Justin in the Refuge. Congratulations to Bayou Wild's 150th episode. May y'all have hundreds more. Thank you for that, Justin. It is an awesome landmark, and that's the topic of this week's Bayou Wild TV. 150 episodes, we kind of take a look back at some of the highlights. Got the Worm checking in. I met him last week. He came out to our broadcast at Marsh and Bayou. Got to meet him. And by the way, I want to say good morning and thanks to Miss Mo Higgins, who stopped by here very early this morning at 4:30 to tell me hello and that she's a loyal listener. So if you want to come by today, all of our Alabama listeners, Highway 98 in Alberta.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to our program today, live from Scott's Marine, Highway 98 in Alberta, where I'm told that they're having a big sausage festival here. So you got two reasons to come to Alberta. Get you some of that real good German sausage and stop by and see our friend Riley Cooper and also Lucio Orfanello right here at Scott's Marine. It's on Highway 98. Big sign out front. Got some prizes. And by the way, for the first few visitors that actually come here, I've got some of those official listener fishing hats for you. We'll give those away to the first people to drive on up and say they heard us on the air. All right, joining me now is Captain Patrick Garmison. He's the owner and operator of UglyFishing.com. He's a local fisherman here in the Mobile Bay area, and he's here to give us some reports and talk about opportunities for fishing in this area. Patrick, thanks for getting up with us and doing this. Of course, you're used to getting up in the morning. You're a fishing guide.
Yes, sir. I am a fishing guide and always up pretty early in the morning. I appreciate you having me on, Don.
Well, thanks for coming by here. If you would, just kind of give us a little rundown on what this has been so far this season. What's the prospects for the late spring and summer fishing around the bay?
So around the bay, we're seeing, we had a really good transition where the fish were staying in the rivers. We got that warm up. It started pushing some fish out. The bay started really starting to become a good area to fish, and then all of a sudden we started getting a lot of upstate rain and really muddied up the bay for a while. About the time that was starting to clean up just a little bit, we got another slug of rain. We got those cold snaps, and then went from unusually high water temperature to back more seasonal to even a little below seasonal water temperatures. So the fish that I saw most affected by that were like the speckled trout and the redfish, with the sheep's head kind of being the least affected by that. And that's been generally, that's like what I like to target in late February all the way through early April. I'll kind of sprinkle in some speckled trout trips, but sheephead and bull redfish is a lot of times on the menu for my guests this time of the year.
Well, you're a man after my own heart, because I am a firm believer in sheep's head. As a lot of people say, oh, they're too hard to clean, they're ugly-looking fish. But let me tell you what, that is one of the most underutilized saltwater fish we have. What's your limits, or do you have limits on them in Alabama?
In Alabama, it is 10 per person, mm-hmm. And it's – minimum size limit of 12 inches to the fork,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's a fairly liberal limit, even though it's there. You know, in Alabama, we used to have an unlimited limit, no size limit, or anything like that. And growing up around here, I mean, I used to go fish Dolphin Island Pier as a kid, and guys would literally wheel trash cans out there and fill the trash can to the brim and then drag it off and then go, and I guess they would sell them or whatever they would do. And, you know, the fishery is in good shape, and I applaud Alabama for having taken the measures of going ahead and implementing some size limits and bag limits and stuff for sheep's head, because it has become a quite popular fish, excuse me, around here. More and more people are fishing for them. More guides are fishing for them. So now there's a lot more being taken every day during this time of the year. And this is the most important time of the year, because they are spawning. So I like to, as far as when I'm guiding, and if we are keeping some fish, I like to implement some size limits and slot limits and for my customers, as well as kind of keeping an eye on what fish that we're keeping, and try to keep more of the male fish versus the big, fat, plump females that are just about to lay those eggs. And, I mean, a lot of times you can go out there and catch 60, 70, 80 fish. If you're only keeping 10 per person, be more selective. And,
exactly.
And you know, you're not going to be causing any harm for the population in future years.
If you're targeting sheep's head, how do you rig up? What type of line, what type of hook, what type of rig?
I have a very simple setup. I use medium action to medium heavy action rods, generally something that you'd use for fishing for trout or slot reds or something like that. 20-pound braid, 20-pound monofilament or 20-pound fluorocarbon leader. I just go to a direct splice there at a really the smallest split shot I can get away with. And then I like a 1/0 or 2/0 kale hook. It's a little bit bigger hook than what a lot of people think of for sheep's head. A lot of times, especially when I was younger, we would try to find like smaller hooks, little J hooks, little mosquito hooks, and try to have it to where we would hide that whole bait. But the kale hook really works well for me, especially with customers that may not feel that bite.
Hook, right.
They may not feel that bite, and they can lift up and feel the weight of the fish, give a little pressure on the fish, and the fish will pull away, and it'll set itself. But for the guy that likes to set the hook, he's not going to yank it out of his mouth like you would with a circle hook. Mm-hmm. So, in my opinion, it's a really good win-win for both types
of
anglers.
The bait you put on that kale hook, dead shrimp? Is that it?
Fresh dead or live shrimp. The live shrimp has been fairly available for us, so I like to start out with those guys and then kind of pick through the live well, and as the shrimp die, we'll use those as well, not let them go to waste.
It's a great fish. We're going to take a break, Patrick. When we come back, I want to talk about triple tail, too, because that's a fish you guys catch over here
in certain
seasons, and talk about what's going to move in and also any accommodations you might have, and give out your information if people would like to book a trip with you. We're talking with Captain Patrick Garmison, uglyfishing.com. We're at Scott's Marine. It's a big marine dealership with a boat event going on. Lots of prizes to register for. It's right down the road from the Sausage Festival in Alberta today. And you're listening to it all on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Welcome back to our broadcast here at Scott's Marine, Alberta, Alabama. We're going to resume our conversation with professional fishing guide Captain Patrick Garmison of uglyfishing.com. But I got some of your text messages. If you want to text us, the number is 504-260-1870. It comes right in here to our mobile studio. Let's see who we're hearing from this morning. We already mentioned Justin in the Gentilly Refuge. We have the Backstrap Stacker checking in. He says, I was coming to Alberta today, but it's opening day of turkey season. I understand. It's warm and wet up here this morning. Go get some sausage at the Alberta Sausage Fest. I plan to do that. Good luck to all the hunters in the woods this weekend. Here's one that says, welcome back to South Alabama, Don. Sorry I won't be able to make it across the bay to see you in Alberta, but I hope some of the other loyal Alabama listeners can make it out. I also hope you make it to the Sausage Festival as well. That's from our friend David. And we got the Carnarvon Bass Trail. Say they're going to hold their third tournament next Saturday. Team tournament is $160 to enter, paying back 100% of the entry fees. We got someone going after those freshwater catfish. That's easy. He's headed to Shell Beach. We got this one. Good morning, Don. I'm at work. Got to pay the bills. Wish you could come by. Hope y'all have a great visit. Love the show. Have a great time. That's from our friend, the Irish Coonass. We got Ed Miller from Wilmer, Alabama, says he's hopes to see me. He's coming out here today. Good look for you, Ed. We got someone headed to Chico State Park in Ville Platte next weekend. Wants some advice for the Sockalean bass. He's a Lockport fisherman. Well, stay tuned because Brendan Bayard, I haven't fished Chico in quite a few years, but Brendan goes there regularly, and he's got some tips, and I'll pry them out of him. All right, we got some more of these. Congratulations on 150 episodes of Bayou Wild TV. And this one from an Alabama listener says, it may be my imagination, but Lucio sounds more like a South Louisiana guy than a South Alabama guy. You're right on target there. That's where his roots go, and they stay strong. Congratulations to me, Martha, and Chris on 150th episode. And we got somebody going to get some boudin from the Lafayette Yakka. That's the frog lawyer checking in. Thanks for those text messages. And we'll be back right after this quick 10-second pause to let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're back with Captain Patrick Garmison, uglyfishing.com. We left off talking a little bit about triple tail. That is a species, I got to tell you, I get a lot of people every week looking for triple tail reports around Louisiana. They don't get that far to the west till, it's usually around September or so. You're being a little closer to Florida, a little further east. Tell us about fishing. Blackfish is another name for it, too.
That's
but
right.
A lot of people call it triple tail. Great fish, by the way.
Yep. Great eating fish. Fun fish to find and target because a lot of times you're gonna sight cast that fish. But as far as in our area, a lot of times we'll start finding those guys starting to show up. Usually smaller fish, and then they get bigger as they go. But late April, early May, and usually they're going to start out coming from the west, moving east, which is interesting because you think that they are coming from the Florida side. But generally, I don't start seeing them into Mobile Bay once you get on into May, into mm-hmm. June. Sometimes just depending on the water quality and stuff like that, because if you get a slug of rain and gets that bay fresh, then it seems like they'll stay in the Mississippi Sound a little bit longer before they move into Mobile Bay.
They're a fish that loves to hang on structure. How do you fish them in the bay?
My personal preference is I'd kind of have that as a secondary target. So a lot of times I'm going to go and we'll focus on an early morning speckled trout bite. And then making a move going from one place to the next, I stay just looking, watching the water, looking for floating debris, crab trap buoys, running by channel markers or channel marker buoys or something. And just really, I tend to put more effort into looking for fish and trying to find fish on the surface. That's a more enjoyable way for me to do it versus just going and spot fishing. I have some friends that are very good at doing that. Buddy of mine, Kyle Mennonite, does it. He does some guiding for it. He fishes. I mean, he can go and sit there and fish a piece of structure for 15 minutes and pull a fish off of it. I lose patience after about two casts. So if I don't see the fish, a lot of times I'm ready to just keep moving. And it's a more enjoyable experience for me and my customers. If we see the fish, we sight cast it, trick it into biting, and get that fish to come on in for us.
Very good. When we come back after this break, I want to get a recipe, your favorite recipe for triple tail. That is one of the best saltwater fish for the table that there is. Also got some text messages coming in. Our Ohio listener, they're homesick for New Orleans. They said spring is finally there. Well, here too. All right, we come back after this. We'll continue our conversation with UglyFishing.com's Captain Patrick Garmison. We're at Scott's Marine. You can come by here. We opened up early this morning for you. It's at 27232 Highway 98 in Alberta, right next to the Sausage Festival. Come see us. We'll be right back after this. All right, welcome back in. We're here at Scott's Marine. We're going to be here. I'll be here most of the day today. If you want to come on by after the show, stop in, say hello, register for some of these prizes. I have some of Uncle Larry's Ready Set Gumbo and Stew and a Few, some of those products to give away. I've got a St. Hubert's prayer poster. We're giving that away. Also, some of those official listener hats. If you want to come by here, simply ask for one. Be glad to give it to you. We're talking with Captain Patrick Garmison, UglyFishing.com. We left off on triple tail. What's your favorite triple tail recipe?
So my favorite recipe, and this is actually something that goes across all fish for me and my family, is take a cast iron skillet, some butter, get it pretty hot, season on one side with Cavender's Greek seasoning, put it on that cast iron skillet, baste it with that hot butter, and flip it for just a few seconds, and that's it, man. I do a lot of my fish that way, and it's a family favorite.
Yeah, pretty simple, too, and sounds pretty healthy, too. Well, so we're moving now from summertime into fall. What's the fall fishing? What's your game plan when fall comes around?
Fall around here is... Generally, we're gonna start out the mornings looking for speckled trout. A lot of times, we're gonna start seeing the birds diving on the schools of trout. You know, trout pushing the shrimp and stuff, and then start working some areas for some redfish later on in the morning. A lot of times, you can have really big number days in the fall. You can go out and catch you 80 or 100 speckled trout, and then go swap over to redfish and catch you 20 or 30 redfish, and really make some memorable fishing trips in the fall around here.
What about the flounder?
Flounder has really made a big improvement for us. Last year was the first year, and I've been guiding for 13 years now, and that last year was the first year where I left the dock on several occasions and told my customers we were flounder fishing.
It's hard to target flounders.
It was a really good season last year, and that is something that if speckled trout and redfish aren't cooperative, the flounder was a really good alternative for us this past fall. And so far, the spring's starting out really nice with catching some flounder just as bycatch. So I anticipate seeing a good flounder season again this year, and that would be something I'd be targeting in the fall. If trout and redfish aren't behaving, we'll go after some flounder.
How about the black drum, the puppy drum?
Puppy drum, I don't really understand how to target them specifically. We a lot of times are catching them mixed in with our redfish and sheep's head. And a lot of times you can find, if you find a puppy drum or a redfish, you're going to find the sheephead, the drum, the redfish all right there together, especially if you're around some structure like some rocks or dock pilings.
What about the white trout?
White trout, there again, I don't necessarily target them, but if we do get on a good bite and there's some fillet-sized white trout in there, then we'll sit on them and catch them if my customers are looking to put some meat in the box. Generally, catching them under the birds and stuff like that where you would find the speckled trout. And then there are some deeper water opportunities that we'll find them, like in the big rivers, like in Mobile River. You'll see them start to make these big migrations into the Delta rivers in the fall as well. So there's been there's some times where you'll be going along and you see your fish finder just blow up from the bottom up 10 feet off the bottom, and it's solid white trout. Drop a jig down there, and it never makes it to the bottom.
Some good action.
Yes, sir.
All right, tell us, how many people can you take on your boat?
So I like to keep my guests at four or less. Three and less is really ideal for a bay boat and doing inshore fishing where you're
Depends
doing a lot
on the
of overhead
skill
casting.
Of the passengers too.
Right. Overhead casting with three anglers on a 24-foot boat is ideal. Everybody's got space to move around. Four is my max, though. I like to try to keep it at four or less.
And what about licensing? In Louisiana, they give the guides a break where a non-resident can come in and get like a three-day license for about $10, $15. Does Alabama have something like that for non-residents?
Ours is actually better than that. So my boat covers everybody on board. So you don't have to buy anything additional as far as licensing.
Resident or non-resident?
Nope, resident or non-resident.
Well, you're ahead
matter.
Of the game right there.
Yes, sir.
That's a
I pay the $250. I think it's $250 a year. For the inshore license, and then we have to have a reef permit for fishing any of the reef species, and that's an extra $150.
Which launches do you use?
I'll use just about everything on Mobile Bay, from Weeks Bay all the way up the eastern side of the bay, and then back down the western side of the bay all the way to Dolphin Island. There's really nothing of Mobile Bay and Mississippi Sound that I don't access at some point during the year.
Have boat, will travel. Huh?
Yes,
you go
sir.
Where the fish are.
Yes, sir.
Can you help people out with accommodations, lodging, if they're going to be making the trip and it's too far to drive in the morning?
I don't specifically have any of that I cater to, but I do have some discounts with some local hotels. So if somebody is looking for a little, you know, to try to save some costs on lodging, I do have some connections there. They can reach out, and I can get them a link on saving a few dollars there.
All right, best way to get a hold of you, find out more information about open dates and availability is going to the website, I guess.
Yeah, the website is intuitive there, so you can actually click the Book Now button and see my calendar in real time. You can click through the days. I do have several captains working for me, so you may not see a lot of days that are saying fully booked because I may not have both boats fully booked. So if you click through some days and you see some trips available for me, then book it right then and there.
Uglyfishing.com. Last question for you. How'd you come up with the name Ugly Fishing? Is it the captains? Is it the customers? Or is it the fish? What's ugly?
You never know when it's going to be ugly, man.
Could even be the weather. Thanks so much for coming by, Patrick. You're going to be hanging out here for most of the day.
If yeah, I'm going to hang out for a little while.
Anyway,
yes, sir.
Come on by and see him. And if you can't come by and see him, check him out. It's uglyfishing.com. He'll be here with us for a little while at Scotts Marine, Highway 98 in Alberta. When we come back, we're going to get a Grand Isle fishing report from our buddy Captain Darrell Carpenter. Stick around for that. It's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And I think we found a song for Captain Patrick there. Ugly is the name of that song. All right, let's talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter and find out what's been happening down in Grand Isle. I got a feeling there's going to be some wind blowing down there today. Captain Darrell, what's going on?
Well, Don, the week started out pretty ugly. Just the water temperature was still low, climbing steadily every day. But as the week went on, it got nice, man. We've had a few days of really good catching speckled trout, some black drum mixed in, and some redfish scattered throughout. There's a lot of bull red still up in the marsh right now, and it's provided some real entertainment for the customers. What we have found is you've got really good clean water right behind Grand Isle. I mean, like immediately behind the island. Then all the middle bays are just filthy, nasty, muddy. And the further north you go up toward the Lafitte area or that middle ground between us and Lafitte, the water gets gorgeous and there's trout scattered everywhere. And like I said, we've got redfish and black drum mixed in with them. Surprisingly, this morning, I guess it depends on which forecast you believe, the wind is very, very light this morning, so I don't know if that's going to stay this way or, like I said, one forecast has got it going to nearly 20 again today. The other's got it staying, you know, below 15. So, you know, today's going to be a good day. You either need to stay close or you need to travel. Live shrimp has been the ticket. We've had plenty of live shrimp all week, and it's spring is knocking on the door. We had a setback with that cold front after those 85-degree week. And it's about to come back, and, I mean, spring's here. It's time to start putting fish in the box.
Darrell, we were talking with Captain Garmison just a moment ago about fishing sheephead, and I know that's a fish that you guys can target down there, particularly doing that spawn. Are you getting any reports on those really big catches that they've been making at the rigs this time of year, if you can get to them?
Oh, yeah. Well, the problem has been getting to them because the weather's been so iffy. But I did get a report this week from somebody that made it out there in an offshore boat. And they just, I think the number was 74, 75 that they caught. So, yeah, they're in full spawn mode at the close-in rigs. Let the weather calm down later in the week, and maybe you can get out there. We did catch, you know, I had a chef on the boat the last 3 days. And, look, these dock shots are great, you know, and he loved the speckled trout. He wanted to keep his speckled trout separate. But, man, as soon as a sheephead come over the side of the boat, that he could have, you could have caught not another speckled trout all day long. All he wanted was a sheephead. Give me the sheephead. So it's been nice, man. We've had a good mix of fish, and I think it's only going to get better.
Yep. As far as down by the Fouchon area, have you gone that far west yet, or are you getting any reports from over there?
We have not, Don. We've been going, like I said, with the weather being so iffy, we've been having to stay in kind of some protected water. So we've been doing more north than anything to the west. I can tell you that, you know, the Golden Meadow area, the Lafitte areas have been doing really, really well. It's just been too rough and too inconsistent to get out front. There's been an occasional trip to the east over around Mitch's area and that Four Bayou area and all that. On a good calm day, those fish are there and you can catch them. We've got, I believe, the Mississippi River is fixing to start going down, so that ought to help that area clean up a lot because it does get some river influence over there. But like I said, everything's shaping up to where we had that last cold front that kind of knocked us down a little bit, but it's looking like everything's fixing to come back and come back with a vengeance.
Is it too early yet for the trout run on Elmer's Island out on the beaches there?
I think it's a little bit early. There have been a few fish caught on the beach. They haven't, I'm saying maybe this moon in April, is if the water temperatures continue to rise, that's when you're going to start seeing the bigger numbers hit that beach as they approach that April spawn. And from there, you know, all the way through July and August, it should be great.
Very good. Darryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, tell them how to get you.
Well, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. We've got realscreamers.com, or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All righty. Sounds good, Darryl. Be careful, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a wonderful day. Enjoy yourself over there.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's real pleasant over here in Alberta, Alabama. I'm at Scott's Marine. If you want to come by and see us. Coming up after the top of the hour break, we're going to be talking to Riley Cooper and also Lucio Orfanello. Tell you about some more of the great deals you can take advantage of if you come out here to Scott's Marine. We've also got the New Orleans area. It's got a City Park Big Bass Rodeo. They're taking registrations right now if you want to get over there. There's the kayaks on the bayou. We got a kayak report coming up with Brendan Bayard. We'll talk to Captain Ryan Lambert down in Plaquemines Parish. And we've got today the case of the not for better but definitely for worse deer hunting couple involving yet on some more of those bad boys. We got the bad boys of the outdoor story for you coming your way. Good luck to all you turkey hunters. It's time to get out there and start listening if you haven't done it yet. And we'll get back to some of your text messages, too. They're always welcome at 504-260-1870. Comes right in here to the studio. And let's see, I got a couple of texts in here. Well, I don't know if I got time for them. If I don't read your texts, I apologize. They come in here pretty hot and heavy, and I don't have time for them. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.